The Brayfoot Community Association is considering putting forward proposals to run programs and services at Brayfoot Park Center, 2 years after the District of Saanich refused to renew its long-term lease on the facility after 34 years. The municipality issued a request for expressions of interest this week from groups wanting to use the two-story structure, which has 8,300 square feet of space, with a small banquet hall, meeting room, kitchen, concession area and change rooms. The center is adjacent to natural and turf fields used by amateur soccer and lacrosse clubs in Saanich's Brayfoot Park. The municipality owns the building and maintains the grounds and infrastructure in the surrounding park as part of its regular operations. Sean Nacy, chairman of the Brayfoot Community Association, says the group is cautiously optimistic about getting into the center. On reading the request for information and expression of interest, our before and after school and daycare programs would seem to check all of the boxes, he said. Nacy said it was initially difficult to wrap our heads around losing the clubhouse, which was home base for the association for more than 30 years. But the group pivoted and started offering its childcare programs out of Ecole Marigold and Brayfoot Elementary Schools during school hours. He said the association currently has no home base and, because everything happened during the COVID-19 pandemic, board meetings have transitioned from in-person to meeting on Zoom every month. In an odd way, the whole experience made us look at the bigger picture. Having said that, it would be amazing to get back in the building, said Nacy. Tiana Solares, Recreation Senior Manager for Saanich, said the district wants to hear from organizations offering programs and services that align with one or more of its parks, recreation and community services focus areas, including nature-based learning, opportunities for equity-denied groups and childcare. Right now, we're gathering information to gauge interest and determine needs for new opportunities in these areas. Saanich stresses that any potential new programs and services will not affect existing groups that use the park, fields and facility. One thing the Brayfoot Community Association would like to be able to do is access the building for its annual summer camps at the park. The group was able to continue holding the camps even after losing access to the facilities over the past 2 years, but it was logistically challenging. We could hold the camps, but it was a hassle. We had nowhere to store our equipment, so we had to pack up everything every day, said Nacy, adding the facility would also offer bathroom access during programs. Currently we have no home base, so we are hoping perhaps to even rent a small office in the facility to work out of. Pere at timescolonist.com To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.